USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iran promised to seek revenge for a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's airport that killed the mastermind of its interventions across the Middle East, and the U.S. said that it was sending thousands more troops to the regions as tension continues to soar in the wake of the targeted killing. The death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force, marks a major escalation in the standoff between Washington and Tehran, which has careened from one crisis to another since U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal and imposed crippling sanctions. Almost 24 hours after the attack, Iraqi officials and Iranian-backed militias in Iraq reported another deadly airstrike. Two vehicles were hit north of Baghdad, but there's no other information on casualties at this time. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
After 4 months of declines, America's manufacturing sector is in a recession. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Not a surprise to analysts, the Institute for Supply Management reporting that manufacturing activity in the U.S. has fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade last month. The report noting GM's recent nationwide strike and Boeing's troubled 737 MAX jetliner as contributing factors. The analysts say there are signs things will pick up a bit in 2020, as a result of improving trade relations with China. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Crude prices had the largest one-day spike since a September attack on the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia after the U.S. killed Iran's top general in a drone strike. If sustained, the rise in oil prices could push the cost of gasoline, heating fuel, and electricity drastically higher, potentially dragging on the global economy when it is already slowing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a look at how the big cable news networks fared in 2019, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Fox News Channel had a banner year from a ratings perspective, averaging just under 2.5 million total viewers in the prime time daily for 2019, and that's a network record. MSNBC had an interesting year. It continued to deliver massive audiences, and for the second straight year, more total viewers than any other basic cable network but one. CNN continued to attract more adults, 25 to 54, than its MSNBC rivals in total day, daytime, and weekend hours. There was a little bit of movement in the 2019 cable news show rankings, but the most notable point was that Sean Hannity stayed the number one host on cable news. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two people died in Australia as they continue to brace for one of the worst days in its continuing wildfire crisis, with strong winds and high temperatures forecast to bring even more flames to populated areas, including the city of Sydney. The new total in the nationwide death toll this summer is at 21. The fire continues to break containment lines and was described as virtually unstoppable as it continues to destroy buildings and burns through over 35,000 acres of a national park. Thanks for listening as we head into your weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.